Bravo Brazos Valley, and it's time for Fran Lam Heritage Highlights. Take it away, Fran.
We often hear of the shenanigans of high school and college students, and often we find ourselves smiling in remembrance of some such happenings we experienced in our own lives growing up. Today, let's investigate some Aggie pranks of days gone by. In May of 1884, the Galveston Daily News reported that the mess hall on campus was thrown into a state of confusion and destruction when a terrible explosion occurred on the third floor of the building. Two cadets were injured on a chilly day a few weeks before when the gas heater they had turned on blew up. The explosion was so intense that it was said to have blown the stove clear up to the ceiling, not to mention the extensive damage to the windows and the floor of the room. It seems that a pound of gunpowder had been placed in a stove when the weather turned sunny. The persons who owned the powder wanted to keep it safe and out of the wrong hands while they were away from the room. When the weather turned cold, alas, little did they know that an unsuspecting Aggie would decide to light up both the stove and light up campus at the same time. One student was singed, but not seriously injured. In another incident, which took place in June of 1877, rumors rapidly circulated across campus when someone reported seeing a mermaid in Thompson's Creek. Several interested students immediately made plans to capture the creature, place it in a cage, and bring it to campus for everyone to view. Thankfully, school officials suggested that the cadets put away that idea in lieu of completing their studies. In 1885, Mrs. Tucker ran a boarding house in Bryan. She'd been in business for many years. On special occasions, many families of cadets who attended A&M stayed there. As young people often do, an infrequent prank or two would occur at the boarding house. However, the predictable midnight panty raids never fazed Mother Tucker. She dearly loved the rowdy cadets on campus and all of her guests. On her 74th birthday, she was still on the job with all the enthusiasm and energy of a much younger person. Her famous boarding house celebrated the occasion with a barbecue chicken dinner in Sue Haswell Memorial Park, all in her honor. I'm Fran Lam, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. A special thank you to writer Mike Cox for providing historical facts. To listen to this episode or other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lam, for your Heritage Highlights, and that's always a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.